Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, June 24th, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of arts and entertainment news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Comcast partners with legendary Mexican rock band El Tri to provide sign language interpretation for the first time at upcoming Music in the Park concert. Comcast has partnered with legendary Mexican rock band El Tri to provide sign language interpretation for their June 22nd Music in the Park performance at Plaza de Cesar Chavez in San Jose. This marks the first time that El Tri will perform with sign language interpreters to provide greater accessibility to deaf and hard of hearing fans. Comcast recently announced the availability of live American Sign Language interpreting services at 8 Bay Area Xfinity store locations. El Tri, one of Latin America's most iconic rock bands, will perform as part of San Jose's popular Music in the Park summer concert series. In addition to the interpreting services at the concert and in its stores, Comcast recently announced $60,000 in grants to 3 community partners to broaden the scope of digital inclusion and accessibility to deaf and hard of hearing individuals. This event, in collaboration with Pro Bono ASL, aims to make the El Tri concert more inclusive for the deaf and hard of hearing community.
MemeToon welcomes Kim Boo-hyun as new CEO. Meme Entertainment, the operator of the global webtoon platform MemeToon, has announced the appointment of Kim Boo-hyun as the new CEO. Kim Boo-hyun, a renowned film and webtoon producer, has a long-standing career in the Korean film industry and is recognized for his work in webtoon production. As the chief content officer of the MemeToon Foundation, Kim oversees webtoon content and marketing. With experience in supplying content to major platforms like Naver Webtoon and Kakao Webtoon, Kim aims to elevate MemeToon to become the number one global blockchain webtoon platform. The MemeToon Foundation expressed great anticipation for the future, stating that with Kim Boo-hyun as the new CEO, they have completed their transformation into a one-stop webtoon platform, excelling in production, distribution, and global marketing.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.